All right, podcast listeners, it's episode 25, the season finale. Sam, what can the good people expect?
They can expect laughs, Barbara Walters-style interviews, reflection on how great we have become at this podcast world, and many thanks to everyone who has helped us out.
All right, but I think there's going to be a couple of people who can tell the good people what's happening better than us, so we'll leave it to them, and we'll see you on the other side of the intro.
Hi, this is Alex M.
And this is Morgan S.
And you're listening to Coming Clean Podcast with Sam and Marty. How do I get out of here? Back to where I belong. I'm missing it all up inside the cocktail.
Hello and welcome to the season finale. We made it, part 3 of 3. We've been season finaleing it for the better part of a month now. Well, we're finally here.
There was doubters out there. They did not think we could do it.
Yeah, they could not. We just couldn't let go of Laguna. We just had to keep extending it. But I think it's going to be worth it. We have a massive episode planned. That's why we took a week off, because we were scheming and dreaming our schemes and making the schemes happen. It's the Coming Clean Podcast, the retrospective podcast. I am the bro that runs the show. My name is Marty, and with me is the man with the face of a Hollywood lead, but he can't read. He is Sam.
Hello, everyone. Eventually, right. Once we get through all these seasons, I will be on a fourth grade reading level.
All right. Not too much reading out loud for this episode, so you will be spared. And since this is the season finale, it has to be special, so no reading out loud. At least too much for you outside of our little promos. But let's get to it. We got just some reminders of some Lagoon news. Our new website is still up. We have not been taken down by the NSA.
Russia has not hacked our website.
No, at least not yet. And so that's comingcleanpod.xyz. Yes, still XYZ. We have not made money just yet. Maybe after this adventure, we will be funded.
Our accountant is very upset with us.
But that's for us to know, and for the good people just to be slightly aware of, so they feel sorry enough for us to start donating. But we have that, and coming soon, and I guess we should tell them that we're going to take a little bit of a summer break.
Yeah, we've been working hard. We want to come out with the best product we can for you guys, so we're going to take a couple weeks off, celebrate the American dream of July 4th, and then get back to you.
Yes, so announcements on our Hills podcast. It's still going to be called the Coming Clean Podcast, but with a slightly new look, an improved sound, and more fun, laughter, and nostalgia coming at you. So stay tuned. Keep following us on the social medias at Coming Clean Pod, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, for all these announcements. I've been fiddling with creating videos over this past week, so we'll see if our social presence can up its game.
Yeah, and I've been working on learning SQL or SQL, so I could, once we get all our big data, I can really make some sweet charts.
Nice. Not for public consumption. And also, just so, and I'm alluding a little bit to the interview that's about to happen on this episode, but so that our good people can look like thebomb.com, we might have a line of merch about to come out. And, you know, let us know on social media what you want. I think I posted a couple of pictures of what it could look like, but let us know if you want them, what you want the designs to be, and we'll keep it open. And by this time next season, or by the open of next season, we might have a merch line on comingcleanpod.xyz, so stay tuned for that as well.
Yeah, let us know what you're feeling. If you want tank tops, t-shirts, towels, stickers. We can possibly do it all. All
right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to keep you wanting a little more here. We're going to talk about our journey on this podcast after a familiar voice enters your earbuds.
Ladies, gentlemen, dogs, and animals, and robots, welcome back. We're coming up to our final discussion of the past two seasons. Marty, are you ready to give a nice little wrap-up and put a nice little bow on it?
Let's do it. The good people have been waiting 25 weeks for this, so let's take it away with one last takeaway. We have seen all two seasons and read the third season of Laguna Beach. What is your one takeaway out of just the show as a whole?
As the show as a whole, high school is a tough time to navigate, but if you have good friends, you can get through anything.
Wow, that's deep.
Yeah, it's been on my mind since episode one.
Nice, and I definitely agree. And a lot of things do seem like such a huge deal in high school, but when you look back, they're kind of silly. But still, you got to live through it.
As Pope Pius III said, save the drama for your mama.
Mary. and what I took away from this is there is no way. I mean, I know they're coming out with Siesta Key, but there is no way they can pull this off in 2017. It's just, I don't think it would be possible with all the tweeting and the live stuff happening.
No, Laguna Beach was definitely end of an era. Because as we go on to Hills, I think it seemed to be a little more scriptive, probably a little more planned out from MTV. So we definitely don't have this combination of reality storytelling to ever probably happen again.
Yeah, the genre has definitely changed, but Laguna was one of the founding fathers, along with The Real World, I think, of this sort of format of television. So big pop culture giant, big pop culture founding father there. So we are forever thankful for Laguna Beach, and that's why we're doing this, and that's why you're listening. All right, question for you. In our earlier episodes, maybe our earliest episode,
when we were filming inside a cardboard box, inside a warehouse.
Correct, in outer space, with a potato as our microphone. you had mentioned that Trey was your favorite character, and I had mentioned that Jason was my favorite character. Does your opinion of that still stand, or has it changed now?
I think it changed slightly, I think, for me. Trey is still up there as probably one of my top two characters, just because from everything we said initially was like he was the most chill, he had the party house, didn't care what people think, and that held true throughout the years. But I'd have to throw Polster in there as possibly my top character. Nice. Party enthusiast, just love of everything. When I initially watched it, I completely forgot him, and I don't think I'll ever forget about him ever again.
Yeah, and I think even when we were going through the first episode, when we were about to start this podcast, we were even laughing at him because his subtitle was Party Enthusiast, and we were like, what a jerk.
Yeah. Yeah, we had so many doubts about him. Like, oh, it's just a party kid. It's whatever. Not a big deal.
Yeah, so the joke was on us, and we completely turned. And I had mentioned Jason, and he did bring the drama. And he was the cool kid in school. But I wasn't a big fan of his attitude. I don't know if it's the older me now sort of judging a younger person, as opposed to me as a high school kid thinking that he was super cool and getting all the ladies. The ladies! But I do think that has changed as well for me. And I really honestly cannot decide, but I'm going to put the two Alexes up there, Alex H and Alex M, as possibly my co-favorites. The two Alexes, I think, were very important characters. Alex M, as we had mentioned before, stole the show. She was our MVP of season two. I would argue MVP of the entire show, but again, that may be my bias showing, but I'm going to stick to it. And Alex Lauren, whatever her name H is, and we'll get to the bottom of that. Yes, we did get to the bottom of this, sort of.
was still just up in the air.
Yes. Was up there and confirmed she is as tall as we thought she was. She is indeed 9 feet and 7 inches tall.
Base God blessed.
Yes, yes, true. All right, so I think the last thing that I want to talk about here before we get into what the good people have been waiting for. Have you gotten a different perspective on either the show or your high school days watching the show after we've gone through the entire 2 seasons and read through the 3rd season?
Yeah, it's definitely changed. It made me feel a lot older from where I was back in high school. You kind of brought it up that also my different perspective on the show. I always thought, you know, Laguna Beach season one with that original cast was like the best thing to ever exist. But now, I don't know. I think I would have to say maybe season two coming out, the cast character development was better. The show was ran a little bit better. And I might be swayed to say season two was probably my favorite season out of the three.
Yeah, I would have to agree. I think season one, I think we would say that season one would have been our favorite if it ran as long as season two. Season two had about double the episodes of season one, so we did not get to know the characters as well. Yeah, of season one. I know they all come back for the hills, and we're going to get to them, but yeah, season two, as far as Laguna Beach is concerned, I think was my favorite season as well, just because of it was a better mix of characters, I think.
Yeah, everybody in season one was very kind of similar, maybe one dimensional.
Yeah, and they really focused on sort of the love triangle.
Yeah, and then in season two, they just brought more people in, more personalities that really shone through.
Yeah, so yeah, season two for me, and yeah, I think I mentioned it earlier. It just showed how everything seemed so big back in high school, both for them, for our experience in high school, but also I think as we were watching when we were in high school, I think we were Cammy, so the sophomores when when LC were seniors and juniors when Kristen was a senior. So they all just seemed super cool and super mature and super awesome to us. But when you're, 12, 13 years removed and you look back, it's like, been there.
Yeah. Wasn't that great?
Yeah, and I don't think I want to live through it again, but it's definitely worth looking back on, I think.
Yeah. It's like pulling out old 8mm family videos and watching them on Thanksgiving and then reliving terrible moments of your life of how uncoordinated or awkward you were.
Yes. So I think that gives us a good segue to talk about what's going to happen on this next segment where we got an unlikely, but, you know, we work hard on this podcast. We know the right people, and we were able to score an interview and look back with a couple of our favorites, at least my favorites, on the show. And, you know, like our previews were saying, here are some untold stories about Laguna, and here some different perspectives on, you know, how the show was run, and really sort of force them to look back as well, much like we did on their experience. So that happened. I'm still in shock.
Yeah, we are still in shock. We can't fathom that it actually happened, but much appreciated to our interviewees for coming out, taking time out of their day, and just actually being truly open books and, you know, held nothing back throughout the whole interview.
Yes, very special thanks to Alex M. and Morgan S. for accommodating our podcast, and, you know, shouts to Greg the Ledge for helping make it happen. So big shouts to you, man.
And, much appreciated.
Yes, and, you know, sometimes you just gotta pack your bags, go to California, and then randomly meet the cast of Laguna Beach. You know, sometimes things like that just happen, and you get an interview out of it, and we're gonna hear that after this break. All right, podcast listeners, it is an honor for me to be here today live from Costa Mesa, California, with our MVP. I can't yell because we're in a public place. Our MVP of the season, four or five or six time MVP over the course of the year, and also who we dubbed the most underrated character in Laguna Beach history. So I'm here.
It's so true.
With Alex M. and Morgan S.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
It's good. We're so happy to be here.
Yeah, we're excited.
Thank you for being here. So we have some questions, both stuff we've planned and some stuff that people have sent in. So
cool.
Hope you're ready.
Yeah. We are very excited.
No,
bring
no
it
gotcha
on.
Questions. No gotcha questions. Don't worry.
Nothing to be nervous about.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
So pretty much an open book, so we're good.
All right. So I guess the first thing off the top of our heads was, how did you sort of get into it?
My son is here, so.
Yes, also a special guest. Yeah. The next generation.
Yeah.
But how did you get into it, since like season one sort of already established a following? How did sort of the casting process of season two happen? Or did you guys already know that, okay, we're on deck next since we were the juniors?
I think Alex and mine were a little different because I filmed a lot season one with Kristen. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of how I kind of developed into going into season two. And okay. I think for Alex, I think she can speak to it. But
yeah, I think so Taylor and Kristen had drama.
Right.
And then so when they were trying to find new people for season two, naturally, like, I, you know, it was Morgan, Taylor, and I that were like the little trio of best friends.
Right.
And so it just kind of made sense to bring in like our group.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to say like versus like Kristen and Alex, because
right.
we were all friends.
Right.
But they wanted to kind of have that conflict, I guess. So
okay.
that's kind of how we were brought in.
Okay, cool. Yeah, did the, like, random question, this isn't on the list, but we did notice sort of the Kristen-Taylor drama didn't play out as much as, because it was really hyped over the first episode.
Right.
Like, oh man, Taylor's going to be,
yeah.
it's going to be lit.
Yeah, be Taylor, which is so funny because that's so not Taylor's personality. She's
right.
like the most mellow, like,
and I think
easygoing.
To this day, Taylor doesn't even know why Kristen had beef with Taylor. So, like, I think for her, like, it kind of, it did cause, like, a little bit of rift in our relationships because mm-hmm. we were all friends. We did hang out all the time
right.
together, and then it kind of divided us. With Alex and Taylor have been my best friends since we went into sixth grade, so
right.
kind of went with them and they went that way, and still to this day, like, we never had a problem with Kristen or Alex.
Right.
We still talk to them, we're still friends with them, but because Kristen had this problem with Taylor, it caused like some sort of,
they wanted drama, and I feel like they
right.
were like, they still wanted to keep the triangle between Kristen, Steven, and Lauren. But
right.
now that they had, you know, gone on,
mm-hmm.
like, they needed something new. And genuinely, like, there was drama, but it
right.
was, like, it was still our group of friends.
Yeah.
So they found us, and obviously I was kind of, like, a loud mouth, like, type of friend, I feel like, so they like that personality, I think, coming into the season, for sure.
Well, like we said, you stole the show. It was supposed to be Kristen's season, but it was Alex's season.
Thank you. So. I guess I'm still embarrassed about some stuff, but...
Should we get into it?
Yeah.
But yeah, talking about that, so what was, like, a typical day like? So were they there as soon as you woke up, and then, like, through the day they were just following you, or was it just like, hey, we're coming over?
No, they we always had a set schedule, so okay. They would send us a schedule, and it would, like, we, like, Kristen's come out and said it, and I think Lauren too, it's like, it's softly scripted, meaning mm-hmm. that there, it wasn't like a real world where they like filmed us 24/7, but right. there was a schedule where we, Morgan, Taylor, and I knew we were going to go to the nail salon, and then right. we were going to meet up with, you know, Kristen and Alex, who's were going to be there. Mm-hmm. And so, and then we were going there to talk about, you know, because they couldn't be with us 24/7, so if something did happen that weekend, right. like, it was something that we needed to talk about.
Okay.
They had to give us a platform to talk about it, so... It.
Or they weren't allowed to be with us at school, so if anything went down at school, right. Obviously we would have to come back, so it kind of rounded out the show. So right. we would have a schedule of, like, when we were planned to film.
Mm-hmm.
But everything that went on was real. It wasn't scripted in a way where it was like, oh, Jessica's made making this up with, that, right. with Jason or anything like that. Like, that really happened. It mm-hmm. just... It wasn't maybe in the exact time frame that.
Okay. And I think that was the confusion with it being fake or not.
Right.
Is that, I mean, there definitely, obviously, there was writers behind the scenes, mm-hmm. so they're like trying to build storylines.
Right.
So things, of course, were like, you know, they would push us to do this or that, but I mean, everything was based around what was going on with our group of friends.
Right.
But because, like Morgan said, they weren't with us all the time. There was right. times we've had to, like, you know, talk about something we've already talked about or right. like bring up something, but, you know, a lot of moments were caught on camera too, so.
Like, yeah. Cabo, they were with us all the time.
Yeah, Cabo. That right. was, that so was
that
like.
That was a hot topic for yeah. all the listeners. Like, what the hell happened in Cabo?
So goodness. When you're 18 and legally able to drink and right. you have a camera in front of you, right. that was all real.
That's what I always say. I'm like, what did you do when you were a senior right. and you were drinking yeah. and you were, like, on spring break? Like, right. I mean, yeah, shit happens.
that's a big part of, like, when we talk about those things, we're like, yeah, as, like, old curmudgeon-y people now, we can, like, judge all we want, but absolutely we would do exactly the same thing yeah. if we were there. And especially if MTV was like, it's on
yeah.
our town.
Yeah.
Well, and they get, you know, they imagine everyone has their moments in high school, and they get the best and the worst of you, you know? Like, there mm-hmm. was when, and they wouldn't show us the episode. We literally would receive a tape the day before they'd air the show, the episode, and, like, I was in full shock of how I was, like, portrayed as a character. Mm-hmm. Like, I literally thought I was going to be, like, this funny, like, really
that's
funny
how she
person.
Is in real right. life.
But it was, like, edited in a way to make me yeah. almost look, like, villainize me a mm-hmm. little bit. But,
Didn't work.
Yeah. Thank you. Some people, you know, would disagree. But, you know, don't you feel like editing played, like, a huge role?
Yeah. Definitely had an idea of who they wanted each person to be.
Right.
And so, like, for me, I am this person in real life, but, like, I'm a mediator a lot of the time.
Yeah.
And right. I am, like, friends with a lot of people
yeah.
and don't really get caught up in that stuff. But it doesn't show, like, in the second season, like, I was best friends with Alex and Taylor, but I also mm-hmm. hung out with Hoosie and Kristen a lot. But it made
right.
it seem like it was very much, like, I'm only with them and I couldn't yeah. be invited places or go any places
right.
because of them. And which
well, and I was still
true.
Best friends with Kristen
yeah.
and Alex Hoosier, too. It was
right.
really, like, the Taylor and Kristen thing were
right.
was actually real. Like, but that kind of separated the group.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, the editing forced us to pick sides as
uh-huh.
well,
yeah.
like, on the podcast.
I think you just naturally do that in any show anyway, so
yeah.
it's something that comes with the territory.
Yeah, even on the podcast. I picked your group.
Thank
you.
Oh,
those
oh,
are
yeah.
the good guys, obviously. also...
We were fun.
Yes. Random question about Alex H.
Yes.
Yeah.
Alex or Lauren?
I still struggle with it. I call her Hoosie because
okay.
she lives in Hawaii now
right.
and she goes with Bye. Lauren. She was Alex in high school, but she was Lauren in elementary school.
Okay. So she, her real name is Lauren Alex Hooser.
Alexandria
Hooser. Yeah, and so she, in all growing up, she went by Lauren. And so her family calls her Lauren.
Okay.
But then when she got into middle school, she wanted to go by Alex. So she started going by Alex in middle school and high school. And then now she goes by Lauren again. So
I like it so, because I talk to her all the time because we have kids the same age. And I'm like, I always struggle because she's totally Lauren now, but I only know her as Alex, so I call her Hoozy. Yeah. Like, I don't address her by a first name.
It's always Hoozy, because it's like, I don't know which way to go.
All right, that was the one of the bigger mysteries. Because when we were, like, sort of researching, like, where are they now? It's like, we could not find anything about her until we ended up on, like, her office's website.
Oh, how
her
name funny.
Lauren. Yeah. That's her picture for sure.
I know.
A sister.
She's so funny. Yeah.
So, related to her again, so how did sort of the episode where there was sort of the peace gathering at the restaurant, when the Alexes sort of, how did that sort of come about?
Well, Hoozy and I have always been best friends, like best friends. And what a lot of people don't know is Kristen came to school our sophomore year, and I had met her in a driver's ed class, and she was going to a private school. And I knew her older brother really well, and her older brother said, oh my gosh, you would be basically set us up on a blind date, and said that we would be best friends. He's like, you guys have to get to know her. So long story short, I've always been this way. I'm like, hey, I met her. I'm like, hey, why don't you come over tonight? We're going out.
Okay.
And she came over, and Morgan was there, everyone was there, and Kristen being Kristen, she was like, sure, not knowing each other at all, was like, oh, cool, okay, sure, came over, borrowed my clothes, we all did makeup together, what you do as girls getting ready in high school. And then from there, she ended up switching to Laguna Beach because, I think she had this solid group of friends that she had met with us. And then so Hoozy was part of that group, and then Hoozy and Kristen kind of formed their own relationship. But I had always maintained that with Alex, during the entire season, the season before. I mean, forever. Mm-hmm. We never really got into any fights, so it was always kind of us being okay, how do we make this work?
Right.
Which, honestly, I didn't think the producers wanted it to work. I think they wanted us to keep fighting.
Right.
So that's kind of how that, we were just okay, let's get together.
They initiated it.
Okay.
Yeah. The Alexes did.
And I think I probably didn't even answer the question.
But by then she goes on tangents. So I'm here to bring her to round it back.
By then, we were so over it, and I think it was right before we graduated too that we were okay, let's all just end this on a high note.
Right.
And then of course night wasn't the best of all.
It was kind of hard for us too, because we had less than 200 kids in our graduating class. Right. So our group of friends, our real true group of friends, were...
You went from preschool all the way through high school.
And it wasn't huge, and two members of them weren't really getting along. So it kind of it needs to end, because we're at all the same parties. We go to all the same events. So it's kind of something needed to change, where it was not uncomfortable, and we could really enjoy the rest of our senior year.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. It definitely seemed at least for both seasons. I don't know, at season three, we assumed so, but it always sort of ended in the one final bonfire where everyone sort of...
Yeah.
I think that happens in every high school. All the beef sort of gets squashed because...
And I think a lot of it was really exaggerated because they wanted conflict on the show. I think the Kristen and Taylor thing was such a blip. Think about when you fight with a friend in high school. I mean, how quick does that just overturn? You know, but now it's prolonged over, what is it, how many episodes, so it seems it's going on for the whole year, but really it was maybe 2 months, know, or a month.
The timing, there were a lot of questions about the timing for sure, because it's they took this conversation and then we're at winter football.
I remember we would laugh because Talon in one episode, scene by scene, he had long hair, and then all of a sudden it was shaved.
It was the date with Taylor, I believe.
Yeah.
Then he had a shaved head for Kristen's birthday.
Yeah, it was all in the same episode.
Right.
So when people would be they'd say stuff, I'm seriously, look at the editing. Telling you, you know, I didn't steal Jessica's boyfriend, I swear.
Hey, we are on hashtag team Alex M. yes. all the way.
Thank you. Of That's all the so beefs, sweet.
You were always on the right side of history.
Aw, thank you.
That's what we stood by. But yeah, the whole Jason Jessica, sort of the Jason goes from Jessica to Alex and to Elsie. So how was that timeline?
How did that timeline work?
Yeah.
So they, Jessica and Jason dated earlier in the year. So they were dating. I think at the very beginning. And then I just remember you started dating Jason. I got my tonsils taken out at the end of the year. And I was out for 2 weeks. And I came back and Alex was like, this is my boyfriend. I'm like, what? Jason? Because I've grown up with Jason. And so you guys dated for like...
A blip.
Like, not even a long time. And then summertime came around. And that was actually a big like gossip thing. It was like, do you hear Jason and Warren are dating? And everyone's like, what the hell?
But Jason and I were like, our families were really good friends, so we were always kind of like best friends, like always, like Cedric was one of my best friends, and that was Jason's best friend, and our families worked together. I mean, it was like very much like family friends. And then like I swear it was just like overnight. We were like, okay. He was like, want to be, or I forgot what you say in high school, but I think it was like, oh, you want to go out with me or something? And I was like, yeah. And then, like, I'll never forget when the producers made us go to Casey's, and, like, she was like, so, are you guys
dating? I had to go with you guys.
Was that when she's like, order a quesadilla?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. From Imelda.
Yeah. No, Cedric and I went with you guys. And that was the thing.
Yeah. And so, like, that's, like, literally... And so they basically, he had broken up with Jessica for a while. That had been like not even.
I will say, I think what they got is, remember?
Winter formal.
Yeah. So Jessica and Jason were together, but they always had issues. So it was like they were together, they weren't together. And she planned to go with our other really great friend, Jake, to winter formal. And they got back together, but Alex and Jason were already going together. So technically, I guess they were together during winter formal, but they went with other people.
Yep.
So I think that's what...
Because when they were broken up, I had already asked him to go to formal. And so, like... Then they ended up... Yeah.
How we did formal, too, is, like, all the girls would get together and be like, okay, I'm asking so-and-so, I'm asking so-and-so. So it was already kind of pre-established.
Yep.
Months beforehand. Okay. So when that whole thing happened, it really messed up our flow because everybody's asking, like...
Oh, yeah. Well, and Jessica wasn't really directly involved in our group of friends. Okay. Like, so she was kind of on, like, had her own, and then was good friends with Kristen, so that kind of, like, brought her into the group. And we were, of course, friends with Jessica, but she kind of, like, the core group, she was kind of on the outside of that a little bit.
Yeah.
Not she was like, hanging out with
Emily. Yeah, which was also, like, our best friend. Like, we all grew up with, everyone is a good friend, but, like, so it wasn't like I sat down with Jessica and was like, actually, I think I did call Jessica.
Well, it's not like our group of friends was, like, sixth grade on, and so, like, Jessica, obviously, we're class with and we're good friends with, but it's not like we would, like, go over to her house or hang out with her every single day.
Right.
Okay.
So, and I do think I asked Jessica, just to put that on the record, about asking Jason. Yeah, and she was fine with it.
So, yeah, they didn't. I don't think they showed that on the show, but they did show Cammie asking you for prom.
Oh.
She asked.
Oh, that's right.
While you were shopping, I believe.
Oh, yeah. I see. I kind of forget everything. I have the worst memory.
Have the best memory, so.
But yeah, no. I know everything I did was never with, like, bad intentions or like malintent. So I obviously, you know, I was really had some moments there, but I am a very good person in the core. So when I would have never asked someone's boyfriend to formal.
Right.
Because why would I want to go with someone else's boyfriend? You know,
like, how much fun is that going to be for you?
Yeah, exactly. And so it was just like, you know.
So logistically speaking, I alluded to the box.
Oh, yeah. The good old box.
So was that, like, I know that's, like, a legitimate thing that happened in your town, but did the producers help you at all? Because that was a pretty robust setup.
That was literally me and Taylor. Like, we just... Because that's... People went all out to ask people for winter formal. Like...
And prom. JP, I went to prom with JP, and he almost got a tattoo saying prom? Question mark. And Talon talked about it. Like, that's how dedicated he was. Yeah. Like, It was like you had to one-up the other person. Yeah. Like it was just like, who did the best thing? And that was all of them.
Yeah.
Like, I remember sitting with them, and they were planning it all out, and I go, oh, you guys might be in boxes for a really long time. And they're like, that's fine. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. So that was just something like, that was not prompted at all. That was just like normal, I feel like. I don't know what they do now, but that's what we always did, something like big.
Well, Laguna stays in the vernacular around prom season because they're saying Laguna Beach ruined prom because of all these promposals now. And now MTV has that spinoff show Promposal, which is all about that.
Oh, funny. Yeah. I didn't know that. Or like, I thought everyone did that.
I did too. Yeah. Or like when Taylor was asked to prom by Jake, like her car was really getting towed. Like, we came out of the salon, and it was up there, and she's gotten so many parking tickets at the time. She's like, oh, no, like, this is not happening. Like, so that, like, was real. That was actually
happening. Yeah. And speaking of the nail salon, it's, did they, were they just like, okay, everyone already signed the clearances at the nail salon, so just talk there?
Everybody in town, they knew the places that we could go because they would call them ahead of time. So, like, that's why you see us at the same places, like, over and over again.
Like Costa Pomodoro.
Yeah.
Was it actually that good? Yeah. I know it's closed now.
It was good. It was really good. That was our go-to.
That was
town.
Our go-to. Yeah. I actually, there was, like, certain dishes
on there. The tortellini there. That was, like,
and
my
I
jam.
Loved the butternut squash ravioli.
Oh, for sure. Mm-hmm. I think we would order that every time.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that, they, because there was the problem was Laguna Beach as the city, Laguna was a really small little artsy town, and then when the show came in, it was like divided. Like half the town absolutely hated it because it was like revealing this cute little quaint town and putting it on the map, and now it's become such a tourist place. And and then the other half was like, oh, it's great for our town, it's great for our businesses,
it's great for tourism.
And so a lot of people, like our school wouldn't allow a lot of you know, staples in Laguna Beach would not allow us to film that.
They actually were going to allow us filming at school, but then the whole MTV Janet Jackson Justin Timberlake thing where they showed her boob, and then all the parents went no,
crazy.
There's no way that they're going to film at school now. So you guys can do it, but it has to be on their hours. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, because that also was a big one. Like, how can we never see them at school? We sort of saw the school in the background, and obviously graduation.
Yeah, you had a nice drive-by.
And, and the graduation and prom, like, they would just give us a camera, and we would just film it ourselves.
Yeah, I think it was the winter form where the camera was just on. I think that was Cedric was running.
Yeah,
yeah, he was just handing it to everyone. So, and everyone's like, oh, here, and I'll do my little piece. And then, like, passed it on. So it's, like, a lot of, like, really random footage.
Yeah.
And random question, in a special edition of That's What She Said, did he always wear indoor scarves? Or because we saw him with a scarf, and we were like, whoa, Cedric? Red flag, D-bag alert. But then we were like, oh, he's like the coolest guy.
Cedric is always kind of like bordered the metro, like, he's always been that way. He's now happily married and like, but I think for a while people were like, oh, because he was just has this very flamboyant like way about him and
fashion show.
Yeah. And he
has a specific
so
style
funny.
To him.
Right.
Yeah. He actually worked for a long time now. He's in real estate, but for a long time he was in men's suits.
Oh,
so he was
okay.
in the fashion industry.
That makes sense.
But yeah, he definitely had his moments. Like, I used to think that Cedric and Jason had a little thing together. I swear.
They were very close.
Yeah. They were very close. And yeah, he did throw out a few scarves every once in a while.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, he's like, he's so funny. Like, he's such a character. I think that's, like, one person that, like Morgan, like, I feel like if they could really get into those two personalities, like, the show would have been so much better. Like, I mean, obviously Morgan was like a
but
lot,
not as much.
But you didn't
like,
get like your
I'm dorky, like I'm and funny and like I felt like I was quite serious all the time. Like,
the mediator,
I'm like, okay, you guys be nice now.
Yeah, you were like the one escape from like all the craziness. Like, the
she's like the mellow, like easygoing, which she is.
Right. Yeah, we were debating whether Morgan and Cedric, who was Trey, who was Polster.
Season,
we were equating that. We, for some reason, all the
so
big
who'd I get?
It was too much of a mix. Because both of you, like, your houses were hangout spots, which was very Trey.
They always
filmed at my house. Like, even sometimes I wasn't in the scene, they were filming at my house. And my parents became really good friends with the producers. Mm-hmm. Like, the night that Cedric and Jason did that whole thing at my house. My parents were out with the producers out to dinner. So it's like, it was like my, what my, and I lived across the street from town. So our house was very much where the majority of people filmed.
Yeah, my parents became good friends too. We actually gave like a couple of the producers cats and like we were breeding cows. So funny, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we were, I think the first couple of episodes, it was always like, Morgan S. is
on. Yeah.
Like, who's
yeah. She had the
and then it's funny too because Trey, I live right across the canyon from Trey, so I could throw a rock to Trey's house from my house. So they kind of stayed in the whole circle of where to hang out and where to party.
I'm very sorry about my little co-host here. But
no problem.
Yeah.
Future podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe if you'll let him.
He's a handful. Loves to talk. So.
And as far as moving forward in the timeline here, so were the parties, were they like go do a party at your house, or were those planned and they were like, okay, we'll go to that party?
We would basically say we're having a party, and then they would ask if they could film, or some, like my 18th birthday, like I was already having that party, like my rock star party, whatever, which they didn't really even show a lot of, but like I said, like, if you want to come film, I'm doing this.
Mm-hmm. But there was a mix too, like I'll never forget when Lauren had that party at her house.
Oh yeah.
And we didn't want to go because there was other parties going
on. That's right.
And so we, like...
We were forced into going to parties.
We pretty much called and said, we're not coming. And they, like, a producer came and picked us up.
It was like, no, you're going to the party.
And then we, like, walked in and filmed for a little bit and then went somewhere else. Like, so there was time like that where it was like, let's have this party and kind of, let's bring everybody there. Or there was parties that we were already having. And then they would come and film. So it was a mix between the two.
Okay. And then a party of interest for us. How did you hear about the fiesta party at Lauren Alex Fuji's
house? Talon and I were best friends and we lived across the street from each other. So he called me and was like, hey, do you want to go to Alex Fuji's together? And I was like, I don't think I was invited. And so he's like, oh no, you're coming. So then he called and did that whole thing.
Okay.
So that's kind of how I found out.
That was real.
Because that was real. They really had a party. That was not plan, like they had a party, and so that's why Talon and I were gonna go together.
And
then I wasn't on the list.
did you see the discussion? They were scheming.
I guess she could come.
Yeah,
sorry if I'm gonna
that's right.
Yeah, like, well, Morgan can come, but she can't invite her
Alex
friends.
Or Taylor. Yeah. Yeah,
and I would do that.
What a good friend you are.
That's why I hang out with your group, hypothetically. And then, so, I guess super fast forward now. Now, watching it back, like, what was the initial feeling? I know, Alex, you had alluded to sort of they picked a personality for you.
Yeah, I mean, the thing I always said, and I still maintain to this day, is, like, I was always true to, like, I never tried to change myself for the camera because we were filming.
Right.
And I think that was, like, that played in my favor and it didn't, because I've always been that. I've say it how it is. If I'm mad at you, I'm gonna tell you it. That's still how I am today with my friends and my relationships. Like, I'm just a say it. I'm an open
she has
book
to get it off her chest.
Yeah, and I have nothing to hide. I've always been that person. So and I always maintain that through the show. Like, I like there were some people that like definitely changed themselves in front of the camera versus like off, and that was something I didn't do. So watching, there was a moment like my grandma, like, because they were watching the show, and my grandma called me after the Cabo episode and she said, you didn't really talk to her that way, that didn't really happen. And like, I just remember being so mortified, because it was so, like, it was really embarrassing. And still to this day, like, you know, people are like, if you know, or if you knew Laguna, like, I think a lot of people like just prejudge, thinking, oh, she's kind of aggressive or she has this type of personality. But I mean, imagine one bad moment in your life was filmed and then magnified like times 100.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's, I always maintain.
I also think for that one scene in particular though, like, you tried you try to make things better. Because when we were in Cabo, we're all staying at the same hotel. We're right. all together. Right. Like, our rooms are literally all next door to each other. And you try to make it better with Jessica, but she wouldn't come out or she wouldn't hang out with us. So when we did finally see her, it just happened to be we've been drinking and we're at a club and this is where it's going to happen. And anything like that, it's going to...
And a lot wasn't shown off the camera. So it was like, Jessica and I did talk right after and we were fine. Like, you know, but it's
because it sort of fizzled out after. It wasn't ever brought up.
People only believe what you, see on TV. Yeah. Like, I remember after the show aired and I went to college for a quick moment. But people were, really angry with me. Like, you stole Jessica's boyfriend. People were, either you hated or loved me. And I had those types of fans, where they were like, oh, my gosh, Team Alex. Or, oh, my gosh, you're so mean. Like, you're a bully or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. And it was like... You know, you have to take it for what it is. I mean, come on. Now people understand. I think at that time, reality shows were so, few and far between that, it just felt so real that people really thought that was you 100% of the time. So. Right.
And again, for the record, the Coming Home podcast is always hashtag Team Alex.
Yeah. I'm going to so start hashtagging that, too.
I'm always hashtag Alex.
Yeah, you are. I'm always hashtag
Alex,
Morganist.
I'm friend.
Best friend.
And Morgan, were you should have shown more of me? Or?
I think, I actually dedicated a lot of time. Like, I filmed a lot with different people. So, I think maybe they should have showed more of me. Actually, no, they should have showed more of me.
Agreed.
But we thought that would be the case. And then it comes down to editing and you're like, what?
I also didn't have, not that I didn't have a storyline, but I wasn't causing any drama.
Right, no beef.
Yeah, no beef. So, I kind of... get where for the position that I was in the show. Honestly, it was probably the best time doing it. We got to not only film with our best friends. Like, I remember I was in college and I was moving into my dorm room and it was like, come meet the people on your floor and watch the first episode of Laguna Beach. And
that was the same with me. They had viewing parties in my dorm.
And
I'm
okay. That was a little awkward, but I sat and watched Graduation while I was at college and just those kind of things to be a part of, I thought was such
fun to look back on.
Yeah.
But I wish they, for as much time as I filmed, they should have showed me more.
100%. I will say, looking back on the fashion, our outfits.
Oh my gosh.
Dying. They are so terrible.
Uh-huh.
I want to burn certain things.
100% agreed.
Yeah.
We did an exercise of trying to watch, because we recognized the fashion and the phones and the technology. It was not flat screen TVs, and we're what the hell is that?
So funny.
But what's worse is, even if you watch Dawson's Creek, we couldn't get past the second episode because it was James Vanderbeek's shirts are too big.
Oh my gosh, concentrate. How funny. I know. It's so crazy. And at the time, we thought those were the cutest things ever. We were so stoked on our outfits.
I thought I looked like Bob.
Oh, of course.
I was yes. This is the cutest outfit ever.
The really low-rider pants.
The belt to the side.
Yeah.
Yep.
Never to the front.
I also did that.
That is so funny.
I picked Seth Cohen from the OC as my
excellent choice
main guy. Yeah. So I was wearing the sweatshirt.
I love
with
that
the t-shirt
look.
Over it.
Uh-huh.
It's weird.
I still kind of like that look.
Yeah.
All right, we're bringing it back. All right, and what's the number one lesson you've sort of learned going through it and then watching it back?
Number one lesson, huh, Levi? If you have yours,
I don't think
first.
I'm trying to think.
I think, I'm much more aware, self-aware now, watching it back. I think if I had to redo it again, I would definitely redo some things. Mm-hmm. My family wasn't very proud of the Cabo moment.
Right.
Which was embarrassing for me. Mm-hmm. But, my family also knows who I am as a person and my close friends. And it's not something that happens all the time. So, So that would be, I think I'd just be more self-aware if I had to look back on it, but...
I just feel I don't know if I would change anything, because, the whole point is to be who you are, and at that moment, those are the emotions that you had, and that's okay to have those emotions.
Right.
we're 18, we're 17 and 18. Right. Like, we think everything's bad in the world at that age. So it's like...
And everything was a big deal.
And everything was a big dramatic. Deal. So, like, looking back at it, I just don't know if I would change anything.
That's a good point. Yeah, I probably...
Because that's how I felt, or that's how... That was what was going on. I think looking back at it now, like, we made a lot of... Like,
stupid.
Yeah, stupid. Like, small, minuscule things. Big.
Mm-hmm.
That really could have... been worked out with or could have been worked out if we just sat down and was adults and had a conversation.
Right.
But I do to that though, just because you didn't have a Gava moment, I did. Yes. People like remember those big moments like that, and that's like, you know, now that I have a son, you know, and right. I'm like, and I think about him watching that. Would I right. ever want him to treat somebody like that?
Right.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
So you know, and obviously the world, we didn't have social media back then. Right. So the world today is so much different.
Right.
Like, had I had social media back, I mean, we did have MySpace, but I mean, even right. then, like, it wasn't like what it was today.
Yeah.
But like, you know, so.
Aggressive. You're not in my top eight.
Yeah. Right. Oh my gosh. Remember that? I remember I had like my MySpace music up there and I like hit a million hits and I was like, oh my gosh. That's amazing. And now it's like, look at all the celebrities today that are like just totally based off social right. media.
Mm-hmm.
It's so funny.
Yeah, that was one of the big, or so now we'll move to like quick fire questions from people
sure.
yeah.
who have sent in questions. So one of them was, how different do you think it would be if you did have access to like a smartphone and like Instagram? Like,
I think it would be completely different. I don't know.
Our lives would be different.
And I also just don't know, like, with cyberbullying and like
right.
what everybody's doing online now. I just don't know if I would be, if I'm strong enough to handle that whole
right.
atmosphere. Because at the time,
I was bullied.
So big that we didn't really have to hear, like, oh, right. look at her list or whatever it was on right. social media. So I think it would be a lot tougher if
oh,
it was
people were so mean to me, though, still with, like, the limited amount of social media we had. Like, people would call me fat. I was, like, the fat girl of all the friends. And, like, people, I went down, like, a really bad, like, spiral. Like, I moved to LA and it was just, like, people were mean. And, like, mm-hmm. I remember, like, going through it pretty hard. So, like Morgan said, if there was even more social media that there... like than there was back then, like I right. probably would have had a really hard time like dealing with that.
And I would say, like, because Taylor and I, a lot of people, but just speaking of Taylor and I, we went to college right after
mm-hmm.
when season 2 was airing.
Right.
We got a lot of weird stuff happened to us, and a lot okay. of people like stopped to ask to take pictures, or when we were going through Rush, so mm-hmm. a lot of people were making fun of us. So like
right.
even just seeing that little bit of instance, like, I couldn't imagine if I had a smartphone
right.
or anything else. Where
well,
people
when
could.
I went to Marymount right after,
yeah.
people were, like, sliding notes under my door, stealing my clothes when I was gone.
Yeah.
It was, like, yeah, it was, that's why I ended up stopped going, and I ended up moving to LA, because I couldn't, like, I was just like, I can't do this right now, like,
right.
it's too much.
So that actually answers another question of, like, were you treated differently, like, your freshman year in college? Because that
oh,
was...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Her friend, what does Kirsten call you?
I'm in her phone, Morgan S. Laguna Beach.
Her best friend
from
college.
Very accurate. I think it went both ways, though. I think I also, like, had a great college experience. Like, there was those certain instances where either people... Like, it is embarrassing being in the library and people want to come up and take pictures.
Right.
But, like... Why I was studying for a test, but
right.
it also was cool because
it was fun though.
I got out of the bubble of Laguna and I got
yeah.
to see kind of what our show impacted a lot of people,
right.
and like it was nice to meet our fans that we maybe wouldn't I wouldn't have been able to meet. So I think it was both,
yeah,
good and bad.
Yeah, cool. Another one was a question about what Taylor had said about graduating. From high school, and you sort of don't talk to 95% of the people. Did that hold true?
No.
Oh my gosh, we still are best friends. Like, it's Morgan. We just went to dinner
mm-hmm.
two nights ago, Morgan, Taylor, and I, and our other good friends. And I mean, we've grown up since preschool. Like,
yeah.
I've known Taylor since kindergarten. I've known Morgan since sixth grade, and they're still my best friends. Like, I
yeah.
don't like that. That's it. I still talk to Alex Hooser.
Kristen,
once a week.
Still...
I talked to Kristen last week. Like,
yeah.
But even too, I think especially our graduating class or our group of friends, like, we were so close that
mm-hmm.
we still hang out with all the same guys. So we still see Jason and Cedric
right.
and Talon
yeah.
and Jake. We were just at dinner with Jake, and like we're, and then all of us girls are still very much close, so mm-hmm. like we hang
but
out.
But what I have found is that it is a rarity, because my husband cannot believe, he has two sisters, mm-hmm. and both of them cannot believe that I'm still best friends with my friends from high school. Like right. people don't. I don't know. Like mm-hmm. anytime I say that, they're like, "Really? Those are your core group of friends?" I'm like, "Yep, still from high school." Like, which I didn't realize, because we just, even though we went to different places and we did different things after high school, we all always kept in touch, right. and we're still now in our adult life, like best friends.
Right. It's okay, you can say it. 30s.
Yeah, we turned 30 this year, so that was a big milestone.
We're all there, Celestia. That's why we're rewatching, because we're like, glory days.
Yeah, I know. I need to rewatch it now.
Yeah, yeah. But now you have, like, the best sort of chronicling of your senior year.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Which is
nice to look back on.
Yeah, and they already edited it for you.
Exactly.
You can yell at the TV.
I know.
Like, that wasn't what happened.
I know.
Do you still get recognized these days?
Not as much, but sometimes. I feel like when the three of us are together, it's more so. Like, we came back from Taylor's bachelorette party, and we were on, so we got recognized and asked for a picture. So, not often, but the occasional.
Yeah, every once in a while I would, like, go to the grocery store. And, like, you know what's funny is more so now, because I feel like all the young kids of, like, they were so young at the time that right. they don't even know probably Laguna.
Right.
Or maybe heard of it, but, it's more like the parents. Like, I've had parents yeah. come up to me, oh my gosh, I just have to tell you that, like, I loved you on the good beach. And I'm like, oh, like, wow. Like they go, hey. And I'm like, oh, yeah? Like, am I in your way? Like, I have yeah. no idea they want to talk about that. So, but yeah, and not as much anymore. It used to be, like, all the time. And up until a couple years ago, I feel like it's kind of like.
It was actually funny. So after, when we were came home from college during summers, I worked at a restaurant and Alex worked down the street at mm-hmm. a clothing store, and we were like four stores away, and people would come to me and ask for pictures, and I'd be like, oh, you should go like four stores down, Alex is down there, and we would do it vice versa, where they would be like, hey, we just ran into Alex, she told us to come down here. So it was like we played like this
yeah
little,
we would like mess
game
with
each other.
Yeah,
but no, not as much now.
Yeah,
cool. Next question here. Oh, another Alex Lauren H question. Was she as tall as she seemed?
Yes. Yes. She's like 5'10", and okay. she's like very skinny. So she did modeling for quite a bit, mm-hmm. and then but yeah, she's like gorgeous, tall, skinny, beautiful. Yeah.
That's so funny.
Blonde.
She was
yeah.
like towering yeah, over everyone. Yep. I can't tell if everyone just like.
And her husband is like just as tall, so it's like perfect. Yeah.
Oh, so they set you up, Alex, as like a singer-ish. In, like, the beginning, and we only saw you sing once. Like, what was the deal with that?
So, I grew up my whole life, like, singing, doing musical theater. Like, mm-hmm. I was in, like, a traveling group when I was, like 5, 6, 7. And then I'd always done community theater, vocal lessons, all that stuff since forever. I was president of my drama club in high school. Like, I did all the musicals, all the... Did
yes,
everything.
She was an excellent yeah. singer too. Like so, amazing.
Thank you, Marks. But so I did sing more on like when we filmed, but that's not really right. interesting for people. So like I don't think they like put okay. a lot in there. So I did try to pursue music after. That. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, because in season one they like that was one big storyline. The Christina. Oh,
but she was never a singer. Like she just decided one day that she was going to be right.
I think she sang
in
church.
Oh, okay.
But
I don't know how she reacted when they showed her audition for Rent and The Wiz, which was like, really, those are the two?
It's yeah.
like, okay.
I know. Like, my dream was always to go to Broadway, mm-hmm. and then after, I was like, I really was focused on that, and then after the show, I got signed, and... They wanted me to do pop music, and this is like when Kelly Clarkson was like hitting it,
right.
like she was like the best. So they wanted like pop rock and do all this kind of stuff, and
right.
I was so used to being someone else and like being a character and doing Broadway, and that's like what I'm good at. Like
yeah.
so, being Alex like wasn't fun for me. So I absolutely hated pop music. Like I just couldn't. Of course, I loved listening to it, but I
right.
just for myself, like I just wasn't a pop vocalist.
And
I'm
you
more
had to
of a
compete
Broadway.
With Talon for his, you know. two hits.
Oh my god.
We did
so
choose
funny.
Your song over Talon's.
Okay. Thank you.
They're both on YouTube.
Oh my gosh.
We might
those
feature
songs.
Them for the finale.
It's probably a good idea.
Those okay. songs, man. Oh my goodness.
So they're still on YouTube if you want to listen back.
Oh.
So did you have an album? Is it on Spotify? Can people stream it?
You know, I did have an album, and for some, I think I got shelved, to be honest, like at the record label. We had like this deal with Target that was going to happen when they were releasing like the season 2 DVDs, and there was like all this stuff, and MTV kind of like, I don't remember details, but
you had a song that came out.
No, I had a full album, but I like didn't. They were gonna release it with the DVDs, and then it ended up not happening. But yeah, I had a couple songs, but it would be fun to go email the producer, email my old producers and my manager, and I mean, I could definitely get you some songs that were never heard
before. Yeah,
please. Yeah,
we'll
have them on my
computer.
We'll
re-release it, you know. We'll
yeah.
Call it, don't call it a comeback.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Let's get me back in the music industry. Yeah. So funny.
And then a couple of last questions here. The Hills, were you guys invited, or what was the deal when they transitioned into The Hills?
I was in college. I was not.
I was living in LA during that whole thing, okay. And I'm gonna be completely honest with you. It was like a huge blur. Mm. I was having a time of my life.
All right.
But because Hoosie and Kristen were living together, and then Hoosie ended up living with me.
Okay.
Because they had a little bit of a falling out at the time, but I want to say that. Oh, you know what? I did film with Jen and Heidi a couple times, now that I'm remembering, which is really funny, but I don't think anything ever came of it. Like, okay. Because that was right when Heidi and Lauren started fighting, mm-hmm. And I was hanging out with Jen and Heidi a little bit when I was living in LA, so okay. I did film a little bit, but they didn't ever show up.
Cool, and... I mean, just to close out a thought, I mean, I think of all these reality TV shows, like this show probably produced the most normal people after, because we were like, oh, what crazy things have they been up to? And it's like, they work at an office. They
yeah,
work, like,
right.
They own business. Like, oh, normal people.
See, I think that is also in part to the fact that we didn't have the social media that was around. So I think now if that show is as big of a hit as it was and there was social media, I could almost promise you all of us would have been doing something.
Right, living off like Instagram. Like
some influencer.
Yeah,
kind of blogger. I'm sure I would have had a blog.
Yeah, you know.
I feel
like
that's what you do. Like go on The Bachelor, become an influencer, start a blog.
Go do it. Yeah, exactly. So, but I'm happy. I'm really happy. Like I think about, like I like living this normal, you know.
Yeah.
Like I can't imagine like being famous, you
and
know?
Even it's like
that's
you know,
so claustrophobic.
Lauren and Kristen and Steven, like they became famous, they're pretty big, but down to their roots, like I see them every 4th of July down at Three Arch. Like it, like it's always back to no matter how big they are, they still are so nice and so normal.
Yeah,
and it's like 10 years have not passed between any of us, which is great.
Yeah, and we are big fans of Steven's work on One Tree Hill.
Aww.
We were going to do a segue to that, but it's like, there's too many One Tree Hill podcasts.
Yeah.
So we'll stay in our lane there. And then I think that's all the questions we have from the listeners, but last question, what are you guys up to these days?
You can do our shtick.
So Morgan and I started our own...
Funny?
It's so funny. Yeah, it's hilarious, huh? Okay. We started our own media company. So we are an outside marketing firm for small businesses. So we do everything from web design, graphic design,
social media management.
Yeah, strategic partnerships, marketing, 360 marketing campaigns.
Event planning.
Basically anything that embodies marketing we handle for our clients.
So we haven't done, other than going to high school together and becoming best friends, now we're best friends in all the business together.
Right.
Which is amazing. And people always say, how do you work with your best friends? Like, how does that even happen? Because we're like, I'm not joking, we're like together 24/7. And so, like my husband calls her like the second wife. But it's so perfect, like, the way that we work, because we both have a special set of skills and we work so great together. Like, we don't end up overstepping on each other, which is, people think it's insane that I work with my best friend, but it's like...
And it's like, we're together all 5 days a week, and then on the weekends I'm like, okay, I'm going to Alex's, and everyone's like, weren't you just with her for 5 days? I'm like, I could be with her for 7 days, 24 hours.
Because like, we don't like, we're during the week we're working, we don't get to be like, you know,
and we don't fight, like we bicker like sisters.
So, but it's called Mox Agency, moxagency.com, and yeah, we love it. We had so much fun. It's very creative. It's a good creative outlet for us,
and it's great too because we get to work with Taylor because she's a photographer, so she does a lot of our photography too.
So actually, yeah, we're still the three little best friends.
Cool. And where can people find you on social media?
My Instagram handle is Alex Murrell. My M-U-R-R-E-L. Although my new last name is Johnson, but I'm still going by the Murrell. So
right.
Easily.
Yep. She can't drop the M. It's too classy.
Yeah. It's like Alex M. But and then Twitter is the same thing. And I'm much more active on Instagram. I'm not really much like
And we tag you on stuff all the time.
I love your Twitter stuff's awesome. So.
And then mine is just at Morgan Souders on Instagram.
If you go to one of us, you'll definitely find each other because we're always...
And then the Twitter I did not make. That was Taylor who made for me, and I don't know how to log in. So if you follow me on Twitter...
So she does not tweet.
I appreciate that, and I wish I knew how to get on there so I could, you know, talk back to you.
So there you go. Thank you for joining us on the podcast.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, this was fun.
Cool.
I just want to say, like, I find it so flattering that people still care about us. So I just want to say thank you to all the listeners.
Thank you to the fans.
Yeah, and fans. And we appreciate you. And we appreciate you for doing the podcast.
All right. Well, that wraps up the interview with pop culture icons. Alex M. and Morgan S. Hashtag Team Alex M. Hashtag Morgan, MoreGan, as the most underrated person. That's why it's Morgan. And back to future Marty and Sam.
Wow, what a great interview. I'm still trying to process all that information that came out there. Thoughtfelt. Thank you, Marty, for doing the full, going out there, grinding out this interview, and coming back with the best product possible.
Yes, and a quick apology, of course, for a lot of the background noise there. We were sitting on a patio by the street, so there will be some road noise and... Yeah, I'm not going to apologize for the baby noise because that was just adorable.
Yeah, well, going on from one thank you to the next, I think we should just kind of run through down all people that, you know, helped support us along the way, really made this possible throughout our changing seasons. So first off, thank you, Elle, for the voice of season one intro.
Yep, and Josh Woodward for providing the music to that intro.
Thank you to Radical Something for letting us use any kind of music we want from you guys. You guys are the best. Yes. Always rep the rad.
Yes, all and very good friends of the podcast, Radical Something, and we are friends of the rad. And shouts to Greg the Ledge once again for helping make this interview happen.
And also all our featured artists. You know who you are. We've shouted you out. Check them all out. Thank you very much.
Yes, and shouts as well to everyone who is following our growing social media community. We love hearing from you. You are confirming that hashtag not just bots listen to us. So we love hearing from you. Keep reaching out. We love seeing your messages. And let's keep this community growing.
Yeah, thank you to all the people who have reviewed. It always helps you help us. Like, comment, subscribe, give a 5-star review or any kind of review. Any feedback was always appreciated.
Yes, and special thank you to now good friends of the podcast. They are not just hashtag good people. They are good friends. Alex M. and Morgan S. for taking a time out of their day to talk to us and give us some great insight on the show. And also thank you to them for recommending some good restaurants in the area while I was there.
Yeah, a mellow thank you to Connor, hashtag resin email. Always stay emotional.
Yes, keep those emotions going. And shouts also to our guest for one of our most popular episodes, Season 1's Prom, our hot take hero, M.A., for being such a great third chair.
Thank you for Brittany Lowe, our first big interview that we were able to score, giving great insight into the whole reality world. Good luck with everything that you're doing.
Yep, and shouts to another good friend of the pod. I also met her out when we were in California. Lindsay, shouts to you.
And lastly, thank you to Audio Boom for helping get us started, hosting all our podcasts on there, pushing it for us. Much appreciated.
Yes, big thank you to Audio Boom for all the logistical help. And there we go. That is Laguna Beach. We made it. It's graduation day. I don't know what else to say. So let's just close this out and ride off into the last sunset of Laguna before we hashtag head for the hills. And that song you've been hearing was Hello by our good friend Alex M. So go and follow her, give her a shout out, tell her the Coming Clean podcast sent you. All right, and as this is our last episode for Laguna Beach and we're heading for the hills, Sam, for our little break, let the people know where they can find us, maybe catch up on some episodes, or just talk to us and give us some recommendations. We've been giving recommendations this whole time, but people should give us recommendations on how they want to hear our Hills podcast. So where can they find us?
You can find us at Coming Clean Pod on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. You can find us on our website at comingcleanpod.xyz. Support us on Patreon at patreon.com/comingcleanpod. You can always email us at coming.clean.pod@gmail.com. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcast. And don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and tell all your friends about this podcast.
All right. And as always, and this is going to continue throughout, I think, our podcast careers because they are good friends of the podcast. Thank you to Radical Something for our theme song, California, and California Part 2. Sam, one last time in Laguna. This is it. We did it. What do the good people have to remember to do?
Always remember to hashtag rep the rad.
Worldwide peace.
I'ma lay it down with my boombox, babe. California, ooh, oh, 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 oh. That's right, yeah.
Pacino, eating pecorino, sipping vino with Dan Marino, in my Speedo with the Desert Eagle.